Jamil on the beat. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, Wes O'Say. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, subscribe again, rate, review. If you love us, if you don't, we want to hear from you. And really, if you don't love me as much and you don't love us, and you feel as if what you're going to say is going to stop us from doing what we're doing, you're correctly mistaken. See how I did that there? So, but I appreciate the people listening. The audience is very humbling when you hear people reaching out to you and say, hey, when are you coming out with another podcast? And, you know, what's going on, man? And that really is it's humbling. It's cool. You know, I do this. You don't think people listening, well, people are. And people appreciate speaking truth to power, speaking facts, talking from a place that's factual, not conjecture. Now, you hear my opinion on the facts, but never something where I'm giving you misinformation or something where I'm misleading you. Because we don't have any time for that. We've had enough misinformation and people being misled. Countless examples all over this country of what we got going on right now. But we're not here to talk about that. Plenty of podcasts discuss the misinformation going out. But what I want to discuss is the old saying that my mother used to tell me a long time ago. And if you're somebody that grew up in the church, Bible believer, Christian, you heard the same thing. Whatever you do in the darkness will come to the light. Whatever is done under the cloak of darkness, meaning if it's something that's not right, something sneaky, conniving, suspicious, whatever the case may be, it will eventually come out and be exposed. When? Who knows? But it always comes around. I have too many examples in my own life where that has come about and worked for me and against me. But it's true anyhow. And I want to talk about something that's been going on, that's been trying to stay in the cloak of darkness, and once again is being exposed. Once again, something that has to do with the black community, dealing with law enforcement, where we've known and we've seen over many, many years the amount of cases that try to be concealed and cloaked in darkness that come out and exposed. Now, the situation is, does it mean that accountability is had for those officers? Sadly, no. Which is the main reason why we always keep saying as black people, like, look, hey, all we want is y'all to stop killing us. Even when it comes to people, white folk that come up to you and say, hey, we're so sorry this is going on. What can we do? Like, we really don't need y'all to do nothing. We just need y'all to stop killing us, law enforcement. Just stop. Now, this situation, thankfully, was a situation where this lady was able to tell her story. But it takes place in Chicago. A lady by the name of Aunt Jeanette Young, who's a hospital worker. He's a hospital social worker who, just like any other day or any other evening, was coming home from work. Once again, to get dealt with the situation of law enforcement coming to her home, busting down her door. I'll let somebody else tell you the story. Check this out. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Shocking video has emerged from Chicago showing 9 police officers raiding the home of a 50-year-old African-American hospital social worker as she was preparing to go to bed. After breaking down her door, the police handcuffed the woman, who was naked, and held her for over 30 minutes before realizing they'd entered the wrong home. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot tried to block the release of the body cam footage from the 9 officers who took part in the 2019 raid. But a judge this week sided with the CBS outlet in Chicago, which then aired parts of the disturbing video along with an interview with the woman, Anjanette Young, who said she wanted the video to be shown. It occurred in February 2019 while Rahm Emanuel was still mayor of Chicago.
Now, the first part, what I find it interesting, Mayor Lightfoot, who's now the mayor of Chicago, was trying to keep it sealed. Was trying to protect those officers who ran up into this lady's house, Antoinette Young, while she was naked because she was undressing, and they arrested her butt naked. As they say in some circles, ass out. And once again, a situation of a no-knock warrant, busting down a door, running into somebody's house, the same situation that happened to the beautiful and lovely Breonna Taylor back in March of 2020. And once again, now this happened in 2019, but what shows the such the just the cloak of it in terms of trying to keep it sealed. Like, why do you want to keep that sealed? Now, like I said earlier, it is eventually what you do in the dark will be exposed. And now it took over a year and a whole pandemic for this to come to light. But it came about, and she wanted to tell the story. She wanted the story told, because once again, we're dealing with, in the black community, officers. And these were 9 men that bust in. And a woman who was naked, they cuffed her naked and continually searched her home for 30 minutes until they realized they were in the wrong apartment. But check this out. The person they were looking for, there was a report that they had a gun. A felon had a gun in that same complex. But this gentleman, or whoever they were looking, I think it was a gentleman, he had an ankle bracelet, an ankle monitor. So he could have easily been located. But see, once again, this is a story of a report being said or a call being made, police going to a black neighborhood and just saying, you know what? Let's just bust into the first door that we see, get in here and see what happens. Bust in, ram the door, guns drawn, let's bust in and let's get it done. The same situation that occurred with Breonna Taylor that unfortunately ended in the result of her losing her life and being shot 7 to 8 times, I believe. I think it was 8 times total, but being shot in her home. And even the biggest thing from that situation is the fact that she's been shot and killed in her home, and there's been no justice. We've already talked about that. None. Still. Now, there's been some laws that have been changed in terms of no-knock warrants, but there's been any justice. And once again, to see that the city of Chicago, the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, who is a Democrat, fighting for this footage, this body cam footage, to not be revealed. Why? Why did a CBS media outlet have to go to court to fight for a judge to rule on their favor to show this footage? And this lady, Antoinette Young, Miss Young, she dealt with this over a year ago, and it never came about. And see, that's the troubling issue. Is we have law enforcement in darkness doing these acts, but the people who are supposed to, who are supposed to hold them accountable, who are supposed to check them, they're trying to seal it, keep it cloaked. Why? See, when you do things of that nature, when you want to cloak it, when you want to conceal it, when you want to keep it at bay, all you're doing is empowering law enforcement to make them feel they can do whatever the hell they want to do when they get good and ready to do it, even if that means taking the life of somebody just because they felt the time was called for do that. And when you constantly hear the stories and you see and you hear that Mayor Lightfoot, the administration of Chicago, was trying to fight to keep this body cam footage sealed, and she's a black woman, you have to feel as somebody of color, like, wow, if it's to that point, do we even have a chance? Do people really want law enforcement to be held accountable? Like, I know people always say the defund the police. And they say that's a radical situation. You don't want to defund the police. And look it. Defund the police sounds something as if, oh, they're trying to get rid of the police. No, that's police abolishment. Nobody's saying abolish the police. I believe all people, people even of color, do not want to live in a world where there's no law enforcement. But what I've always said is that we want to live in a world where an officer of the law, male or female, doesn't act and shoot somebody, especially of color, unarmed. We want that person charged, arrested, and convicted, because they're a citizen. They're a person that lives in this country. They make mistakes. They're a citizen just like me and you. If I was to shoot somebody and kill somebody unarmed, I'm getting arrested. I'm being charged, probably convicted, and I'm going to prison. But how come the men and the women who are supposed to protect, serve and protect, when they make the mistake, they could continue to serve to the point sometimes they're not even mistakes. It's just a lack of not caring and doing whatever the fuck you want to do, knowing that the protection that you're going to have from the union and hell, from City Hall. When I heard that they were trying to seal it and keep it under wraps, when this woman who just came home from helping people, a hospital social worker, she gets into her home in the evening time, she's undressing. They break down her door, bust in 9 men, and search her home and leave her naked and cuffed for almost 30 minutes. And when they found out it wasn't the house, they still searched. When the gentleman they were looking for, or the person of interest, can I believe it was a gentleman? If it wasn't, I apologize. So let's just say a person of interest was wearing an ankle monitor. If you don't know what an ankle monitor it is, people who are usually on house arrest have to wear them so they can have their location. Or even if they're able to go out, they have their location. So when a certain time hits, they have a curfew, They get home, but they're located on the ankle, so whoever is monitoring that knows where this person is at all times. But see, it wasn't a situation where they wanted to use that. They were in a black neighborhood, and they said, yo, we could bang on any of these damn doors. We probably going to find something anyway. What could be, which could be, which was at that point in this story, far from the truth as you can possibly imagine. And once again, we come to the question of why are these things still occurring? And even more of a question, when they occur, why are people who are supposed to hold them accountable, who are supposed to check them, they don't do that? They enable. They cover up. They cloak. And see, when you do that, you give an empowerment to an individual, a sense of invincibility of, whoops, I know I'm always protected by my union. I'm protected by my city hall. So even I know this person may not be somebody that did it, but if I feel like doing something differently because maybe I had a bad day, maybe I'm frustrated about something, so I feel like busting in and jacking somebody up or maybe even shooting and killing somebody. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I got City Hall. I got my union. And see, when they talk about defund the police, we're not talking about abolishing police. It's defunding them. And some of these, all this money in the budget that they have that they really don't have any need to, can go to other programs to probably bring together the relationship between law enforcement and communities, especially and particularly communities of color. That's the situation when they say defund the police. Nobody's talking about abolish them. Because like I said earlier, nobody wants to live. I know I don't. Maybe you do. But I don't. I don't want to live in a country that doesn't have law enforcement, where there's nobody to enforce laws. What we just want is the people who are supposed to enforce the laws, if they decide for some kind of reason, don't know why, but they decide to do something different, which results in a killing and a murder, then that officer needs to be arrested, charged, and convicted, and sent to prison. That's all we're asking for. We're not asking for special treatment. How can you have special treatment on a United States citizen in terms of law enforcement? There's no special treatment, even though we know the white privilege and people who get the special treatment. We're not asking for that. We're just asking for, hey man, would you stop busting into our houses, into the wrong spot, guns drawn? And let's say, for instance, them officers, because she came out startled, they decided to shoot and kill her, like they did Breonna Taylor. Now, the situation with Breonna Taylor was, we knew her boyfriend shot first, but somebody busted into their apartment, and it was the wrong place. He had a license to have that gun. He protected himself, but it ended up in the death of the beautiful Breonna Taylor. Because once again, officers not doing the due diligence. Officers not paying attention to detail. Officers painting people of color in a broad brush. I'm saying, hey, who gives a damn what apartment we go to? They're going to have some shit in there too. That's what they say. So let's just bust up in there and see what happens. We ain't going to worry about accountability. Breonna Taylor's shooters, murderers, what's going on with them? Last time we heard, the only gentleman that got indicted was because of the fact that he shot bullets that went into another apartment. Not in the bullets that shot and killed and took down Breonna Taylor. Nah, man, you just can't shoot in another apartment. You can shoot her unarmed. That's fine. But you can't shoot in another apartment. Now that is going to get you some jail time. Or even not. And that's what we're dealing with. And see, this situation, when you have people trying to conceal it, the city of Chicago was trying to keep this footage sealed. Think about that. And the sad thing is, who knows how many hundreds or even thousands of cases of that happening and the success of keeping it sealed. Now, I don't know why this particular case, the judge said, no, release it. But who knows the other cases that probably had the same situations or the same circumstances and it stayed under cloak. It never came out. Individuals never got justice. Individuals never got to get their story told. Never had the opportunity to say this was wrong. Because what happened to Aunt Jeanette Young was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. A hospital social worker going into work, I'm sorry, coming home from work, getting undressed, naked, held for 30 minutes. Even after the officers knew they were in the wrong home, what did they do? They still continued to search. And the city of Chicago, knowing of the incident, knowing they were wrong, tried to keep it sealed to the point where a media outlet, CBS media outlet in Chicago, had to go to court in order to get this out to the people who deserve to know what's going on within their communities. Why would you try to do that outside unless that you were trying to protect those nine officers who came in and did that? Well, there should be accountability. There should be punishments. But I guarantee there isn't any. And see, even the fact that makes it even more crazy is that this happened when Mayor Lightfoot wasn't even the mayor. Rahm Emanuel was. He was the mayor. And she still wanted to keep it sealed from when he was the mayor. Why? Why? Why can't we not see the injustices that are going on in our communities so we can speak truth to that power and continue to fight for equality in terms of law enforcement? We're fighting for racial equality. That's the whole point, racial equality. But when it comes to law enforcement, definitely when it comes to the inequities of law enforcement, of how they look at and how they deal with situations, from black to white people. I don't know if you guys saw one video. There was a gentleman on the side of the road on the highway, white guy, in a truck, gun drawn by the officer. He had a gun in his car, told him about it. Officer had the gun drawn to him. He refused to comply to the point where he eventually drove his car away, drove off. Even one point of time, the officer opened his door. He looked like he was getting ready to kind of go back for his gun. The officer had the gun up to him and said, hey, don't do that, don't do that. But never no shots fired. Even to the point he felt so comfortable to holler at a police officer who had a gun drawn to him while he had a gun in his front seat. Now, I would say for those officers, they showed an incredible amount of restraint. Good for them. He wasn't armed. Yes, he had a gun, but he wasn't armed. He wasn't pointing at the officers. He wasn't trying to shoot them. So they had tremendous restraint, and that's good for those officers. But let's say that was me in that situation, and I was that emboldened. I had a gun in my passenger seat that the cop can see. And I made sudden movements like this officer, like this gentleman did. I think the situation would have ended up a lot more differently. and I no longer am here, and my kids are fatherless, my kids are fatherless, and my wife becomes a widow. If I'm in that situation and I do the very same things that gentleman did, and that's the situation that we're talking about, why is it different? Why? I always say, if my blackness is a weapon, then every time you see me, officer, then I'm armed. And I can't do nothing about me being black, about my color, but I'm armed. Because for some kind of reason, we're looked to as a threat, or some kind of reason we're looked to as a broad brush of, man, whatever, man, run up to them apartments, whatever apartment you're going to, somebody got some shit going on anyway. And if you make the mistake, you got the people on top that's going to work to make sure they stay sealed so nobody won't know nothing about them. But like my mama said a long time ago, what you do in the darkness, and she got it from the good book. It wasn't her original quote. Some of that good book. What you do in the darkness will come out to the light. But see, the situation is, when it comes out to the light, we need the next step to occur. What happens now, what we need once this situation came out to the light, now we need those officers fired or suspended without pay or some type of investigation with internal affairs that hold these officers accountable for running up to this lady's house in the evening time, arresting her as she was butt naked, cuffed for almost 30 minutes. The next step, once the exposure has happened, then we need accountability. And we're not getting it. And once again, this story about Antoinette Young in Chicago, and you see an administration, City Hall, trying to cover it up from the last administration in City Hall. We still see how grossly, we still see how much work goes into making sure it doesn't come out, especially to people of color are the victims of the situation. Black people are the victims of the situation. So what you do in the darkness will always come out to the light eventually. But see, once it comes to the light, and see, so some people like myself who have dealt with situations where what you've done come out to the light, there's been consequences. There's been accountability. There's been things that have come from that where you may have had to pay a price or it may have benefited you. But if you had to pay a price, it's a tough pill to swallow sometimes. But when you don't have to pay the price, you can continue to do your things in the darkness, even to the point once it's exposed and nothing said, damn. So much work is needed to be done. We got a crazy federal government right now, and sad to say, in our cities, we got jacked up governments as well, who will try to keep this under wraps and not get this out there where we can once again speak to this, talk about it, and fight and claw to try to get some reform done. Defunding the police matters. Not abolishing them, but defunding them. All that money's not needed. Cash drop them a little bit where they gotta focus on more community stuff to get a connection. Not by shooting people. Especially not by shooting my people. Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast, and I'm your host, your boy, Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.